Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Coming up, we'll talk to the actor Kevin James. He portrays Sean Payton in a movie that comes out tomorrow on Netflix called Home Team. This is when Sean got suspended and then coached his son's sixth grade team. And we'll talk to Sean Payton in about 20 minutes from now. We got some coaching news. Dan Quinn has informed teams he's staying with the Cowboys. Boy, six teams requested head coaching interviews with Dan Quinn, decided that he wanted to stay in Dallas, try to win a Super Bowl. This according to Tom Pelissero, who also reported earlier today. The Broncos found their head coach. He is the former Packers offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. Byron Leftwich may be on his way to Jacksonville to become the Jags' new head coach. The Bears have hired the former Colts defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, as their head coach. There was talk of Brian Flores or Dan Quinn going there, but the Bears have found their head coach, so I can take the Bears off the list. Dolphins, Giants, Jags, Raiders, Saints, Texans, and Vikings looking for head coaches. I can't imagine an off-season like this where you had this many coaching vacancies. And there still could be a possibility that Dallas does something with Sean Payton. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Yes, Paul?
Are you shocked that Dan Quinn is staying in Dallas when he seemed to be the lead dog for multiple jobs?
Well, I was told that he was the leading candidate in Denver. And then I think he was going to have another interview with the Bears and decided to turn that down unless he had that second interview. But I don't know. That's surprising because what he did to turn around one of the worst defenses in recent memory in NFL history, like, are you going to be hotter than you are right now with what you've done and getting another chance to be a head coach? Yes. Yes, Todd.
Quick poll update from the second hour. Which team should trade / pay whatever it takes to obtain? Broncos with Aaron Rodgers, 55%. Cowboys with Sean Payton, 45%.
How about we change it up? Final hour poll question. What would be more surprising this weekend? The Bengals beat the Chiefs. Jimmy Garoppolo plays well and the Niners win.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll do that. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Kevin James, we spoke to him on Monday, so I did not ask him about Sean Payton stepping down as the Saints head coach, because that just happened. But as I mentioned, the movie, it's called Home Team. It'll be released on Netflix tomorrow. 2 years after winning the Super Bowl, Sean Payton gets suspended, goes back to his hometown, finds himself reconnecting with his 12-year-old son by coaching his Pop Warner football team. But we started out the interview where I asked him about going to high school, same high school, with the WWE legend Mick Foley.
Yeah.
The WWE Hall of Famer.
He was the heavyweight on our team, and he had no one to practice with. And I was a running back on our team, and I was a pretty big kid back then. I was in good shape, and they needed another heavyweight. So they brought me over to wrestle with Mick. And I'd never wrestled before, but he's such a sweet kid. I knew him, and he's such a great guy. And I got to wrestle with him and train with him and kind of work through the season with him. And I wrestled 1 year. That was it.
But when did you realize that Mick Foley had become that Mick Foley with WWE?
Just now. I'm putting it together right now. Just as you're saying, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is all adding up now.
What is?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I knew he was a nutbag back in the day. I remember him jumping off his roof into boxes, and he was always into that crazy stuff and didn't seem like that. It fought like his personality. He's a very sweet guy, but he was just a nut. He would do anything. He would eat stuff, and you didn't even want to get into it. It was just he was a crazy, sweet heart of a guy, which, again, weird combo, you know?
When I don't know how this works, that if you hear there's a movie about Sean Payton, or somebody comes to you and says, we think you look like Sean Payton or could play that role. No?
No. Sandler came to me and sent the script and said, hey, listen, buddy, I got an idea that I think could be a really cool sports movie. What do you think about this? And then he sent me the script. And once he pitched it to me about Sean Payton and the story was about him going back to coach his 12-year-old son, I was in 100%. I mean, I loved it. I loved the idea of it all. And yeah, I mean, it was a no-brainer, you know.
How do you fall into that coach persona? Are you drawing off other coaches, famous coaches?
You just kind of go with what. No, I didn't want to do that, but you start with what you think a coach is going to be, and this guy, and a motivator, and a let's go. And then when I got to meet Sean and talk to him and try to find out what he's about and what he does specifically different than than other coaches. That's the hardest thing, because there's a lot of great coaches that are just motivating and do different things. But he's a fun guy, man. He really is. And the most difficult thing for me with Sean was the accent, because he's from California, but like he sounds a little Texan. There's like everything in there. And he had admitted it. I'm like, because I go, I'm having a tough time getting you down. And he said, yeah, because he goes, I switch it up.
The movie is Home Team. We're talking to Kevin James. He portrays Sean Payton. This is 2 years after the Super Bowl win, when he was suspended. Do you remember first late night appearance? As a
mine?
Stand-up?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, as doing stand-up or doing like sit down with, on the Tonight Show? I remember Tonight Show was just, it was misery for me. You know, I was so scared. I remember that one.
How old were you?
I started stand-up at 20. Four or something, 23. I was probably 26, maybe something, a few years later. And I was just frightened. I remember I had gotten the Tonight Show. I was in California and there was an opening, and we'd wanted to, and a comedian works for the Tonight Show his whole career. That's what you're working for. That was the big benchmark. And I got it. And my manager called me and said, you got it. And, I got panicked. I was like, he's like, it's this week. And I'm like, well, I'm not ready yet. So he's like, what are you talking about? We're out here. We're ready to do it. You've been doing stand up your whole life. And now you're starting to do it. I go, well, I'm just not ready yet, because it's live. It's that whole that live with the camera and stuff like that. I don't want to do it. And I got panicked. And he goes, I go, can you cancel? Tell them I can't do it. And he goes, you want to cancel and let them know you don't want to do it? You've been working for this. So I said, he convinced me to actually do it. And then he goes, just go practice your set. So I went around town. I went to Igby's. This was a comedy club back in the day, the Improv, all these clubs, and practiced my set. And it was the night before the Tonight Show. And I did great in front of the audience, but I said, I'm still panicked. I'm afraid. And he's like, what are you afraid you're going to do? So I remember we were up at night, me and Jeff Sussman, my manager, up at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, what are you still panicked about? I was really having a panic attack. I'm going to forget my lines and it's a live show. I don't want to do it. So he literally was lighting things on fire and throwing them at me. He goes, do your act right now. And he just started throwing things at me, like shoes and this and that. And I was trying to evade that and do my act. I got no sleep that night. I went to the Tonight Show. It wasn't with Johnny, by the way. It was with Jay Leno at the time. I didn't make it when Johnny was there. But Leno came backstage and he's like, how you doing? I had bags under my eyes. I was panicked. I didn't want to do it. I said, listen, man, I'm afraid. I don't want to, you know, I'm nervous. He's like, what are you afraid of? I go, I'm going to forget my stuff and this and that. And I remember he was the greatest. He's like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, we'll stop the tapes and do it again. I go, well, it's a live show. He goes, yeah, but we don't air to 11, you know, whatever. So he goes, you can mess up. Don't, you're going to be fine. We'll do everything. We'll walk you through it. And it was the great, he calmed me down. And I got through it.
Who are you mistaken for?
Right now? Big show, probably? I don't know.
Does anybody come up and say, aren't you Jason Statham?
Pavarotti? No. No, not Statham. What, you mean the new look with this look, what I'm going for?
Yeah. Are you going for Jason Statham look?
I would love that. That's actually a good idea. I don't think it's too complimentary of Jason Statham, but if Jason Statham lost everything, I guess, and lived the rest of his life on a boat and ate nothing but Domino's.
But it looks like you're down on your luck, Kev. I mean, in that room, there's nothing in the room. Like it looks kind of sad.
Yeah. Do you want me to show you around?
Yeah. Do you have a People's Choice Award in there or anything like that? I mean,
there's nothing. No.
Is everything okay?
I didn't want to go into this. I mean, I didn't know we were going this way with everything, but I mean,
thoughts and prayers for you here. I just,
yes. Well, I'm going with the minimalist life, you know, I thinking less is more.
No furniture in there. It looks like somebody's been like kids have been scribbling on the walls or something.
Does that look like scribbling? This chair doesn't even have a bottom. I'm actually just squatting right now. I'm in full sumo squat right now.
Well, the movie comes out Friday, January 28th, and you can see Kevin James be an NFL, well, sort of an NFL head coach to 12-year-olds. It's called Home Team. Hey, it's great to catch up with you, and
DP,
congrats on the movie.
And thank you, and thank you for your part. That's all I'm going to say. You were great. You were wonderful. I don't want to yes, I understand.
I was going to say that I was, but I'm glad you said it. I appreciate
that,
Kevin.
You're amazing. You're amazing in the movie. I'm not even kidding. Because when we got it back from editing, they sent me the scene. So I'm going to say, and it's nothing major what you're doing. I'm just saying that. But you made it major, which was, and I meant that. I called Sandler immediately. I go, this guy's getting incredible. He's just getting better and better. Honestly, each movie you do, you're amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
That's Kevin James. Movie comes out tomorrow called Home Team. I have a little cameo there. I don't want to say that I stole the scene, but I have to play myself.
Ah.
I know. That's the bummer. I love to disappear into a role, like totally immerse myself, like De Niro did, you know, Taxi Driver, like all of the great actors, where you just say, wow, who is that? Oh, that's De Niro. That's Christian Bale. That's Brando. Oh, that's Dan Patrick. Like when I played Abe Lincoln, I mean, people thought like that I was really Abe Lincoln. And that's what was amazing. Yes.
He's sort of like the guy from Succession who just gets so deep in his roles that it just takes over his whole life.
Yes, Paulie.
I was kind of hoping you play like the Saints special teams coach or something like that. Mm. With a visor and a clipboard. That'd be a good role.
Maybe I could have played Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator. who brought about Bounty Gate.
You've had a few bounties on people over the
years. Yes, I have. I still have some bounties.
I can
out
name
there.
Them if you want.
I have some now. There's no need to do that.
they're outstanding.
Yes, they are. They're outstanding and they're outstanding. David in Phoenix. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Real quick, I think this would be a good poll question. What is the over-under on Seton and the French kids' citations on their journey?
Ooh. The French kid, and thank you, David, the French kid has gone across country a couple of times. I think he's savvy. He's a savvy traveler there. Do you know that, Seton?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been in the car with him before, too.
You would never get in the car with McLovin.
I've done that as well. Yeah, that's not a pleasant experience.
No. You have to sign a waiver when you get in his car in case something happens. Yeah, Paul.
Did the French kid go cross-country voluntarily? Was he extradited from, like, a state?
No, he went cross-country voluntarily.
All right.
Yeah, he's helping some people move. But so he's a savvy traveler. One more phone call in here, and then we'll take a break. Zach in Ohio. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hey, Zach.
60170. Hey, look, so I know you severed all ties as a sports fan, but what are Joe Shiesty and the Bengals doing to make you rethink this choice?
Oh, it's just fun to watch. I'm happy for the people of Cincinnati, but as I've told you before, and thank you, Zach, I just don't root anymore. When I went to ESPN, I was a national sportscaster. I didn't think it was fair to be rooting for a team. And that's how I was taught, that you can't be a Bengal fan and then do a story on the Steelers without somebody saying, well, he's a Bengal fan, if I'm saying something negative about the Steelers. And it was difficult because we grow up, you want to live and die with your team. And I don't have that. And I do miss that. Will I be disappointed if the Bengals don't win? Yeah, I will. But it's for the people of Cincinnati because I know what it's been like. Where you're, the Bungles. Like, I know that feeling. Got lifelong friends who've had tickets go there. And, you know, they, every year, it's kind of that same feeling. And the Bengals have gone to 2 Super Bowls and lost to Joe Montana in dramatic fashion. But this is there's positives there. You got your quarterback. That's the first thing. You got your wide receiver. You got a good running back. Like, those are the building blocks here. And they have that. Do I think they'll win? I don't. But the fact that they're in the AFC title game is really a remarkable story. We'll take a break. Is Sean Payton going to take a break from coaching? Or is he maybe? I'll just leave it at that. Take a break. Back with Sean Payton after this. And now a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty. Preferably with something you actually want, something you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cashback. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. 2 beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Don't miss every medal, every moment of the Winter Olympics beginning February 3rd on NBC and Peacock. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Sean Payton, former Saints head coach. Does that sound strange to hear?
Actually, it's the first time I heard that, and it sounded a little odd, yes.
When did you realize, though, that you were getting close to a decision about stepping away from the Saints?
I think probably the latter part of the season. And when we finished, you always try to kind of avoid, you know, something like that when it's raw, right when the season's over with. And, you know, I spent a couple of days, I spoke with Mickey, our general manager, Mrs. Benson, and then, you know, typically a staff has a week off after the season before you start on the Senior Bowl and the scouting. And so we all kind of had that vacation. But I'd say, honestly, the last part of the season, there wasn't one game, there wasn't one specific moment. It just felt like this was going to be the time.
Who tried to talk you out of this?
Well, Mickey, who's a dear friend, our GM and I spoke for an hour and a half. This was right after the season ended, so this is, you know, the week prior to the wild card round. He was good. I mean, he understood it. We've been together, two of us, 16 years. Mrs. Benson was the one that really was adamant, you know, that I take a week away and don't give her an early decision. And then outside of that, you know, Dennis Lauscher, our president, the same way. You know, both my kids were all ears. You know, they really wanted to be supportive and you know, we've heard burnout before. I don't know that it's that, but when you're someplace for 16 years, 15 seasons, you know, over a period of time that you're almost ready for another challenge, and you don't know. The thing about it is that there was a week or two leading up to this, and then at the point where I stepped away, there was this discussion that, hey, he's going to go into TV and I'd like to do that. And yet I hadn't heard from anybody. You know, there was this, well, he's already done. And I'm like,
ouch, kind of hard to go in if nobody's asking you to come in.
No one's asking. So fortunately, the day of, after the press conference, we received a number of calls. But there's every once in a while, I think it's all right to step outside, be a little uncomfortable. And I think that had a lot to do with it.
Do you want to do studio or would you like to be part of a game broadcast?
That's a great question. I don't know. Honestly, I'd like maybe some expert to say this is what I think you should do. Because I have no idea.
Well, here's the problem. And Drew ran into this in the playoff game that he did. Like, you got to be to the point. You got 20 seconds, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You have a play clock, that you have to adhere to.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Can you compartmentalize, say something that is going to be tangent to what's going on, get the hell out of the way, let the play develop. Now, what did you just see that we didn't see? And
yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I had a guy in a production meeting this year from one of the networks asked me to, hey, when you're taking us through this, take us through it like you were helping our moms or explaining it to our mothers, where everyone can understand. And I think that in a year where we lost probably the best to ever do it relative to the masses and John Madden, there's generations that think of John either as a coach, that wasn't me, an announcer, that was me, and then certainly the Madden game, which is my son. He had a great way in 10 seconds or even less than that to say, hey, they pushed harder here, and that's why they gained 3 yards.
Yeah, it seems simple, but it's not. And the great ones, Romo does an unbelievable job. Collinsworth does an unbelievable job. Troy does. It's you got to see it. Say it, get out of the way, and let your play-by-play voice call the action. Now you have to clean up the mess right after that of why it happened or, it didn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes what I observe from afar is, and with all of the guys you just mentioned, I've done some studio work before a Super Bowl or studio on-set work before a playoff round, and you have your topic and the person in charge is the one that's really directing traffic. They've got a hard job. We all wait for our little point. They throw us the pass and we shoot a shot and then we root for that to happen in the game. And then when it doesn't happen in the game, the coaches are all messed up. Why didn't that happen? I predicted it. I think sometimes I would guess one of the bigger mistakes would be we're not getting paid by the word.
Yes.
Like sometimes it's right there for us to watch. And you see that. You know what's interesting? I think one of the better compliments would be, I can't recall who called the game. My dad used to say, a sign of someone that was well-dressed, you couldn't remember what he wore. But we can certainly remember when we don't like what we hear.
Well, it's like an umpire in baseball. If I don't know your name, you probably had a pretty good game. We're talking to Sean right. Payton, the former Saints head coach. I was curious about the state of the Saints and the role that played in your decision. Salary cap issues. You don't have a franchise quarterback. You don't know what's happening with Michael Thomas. You somehow squeezed 9 wins out of this roster, which was amazing. But what role did that play in you deciding that you wanted to step away?
I've been asked that question, but I would say it had little to do with this decision. And here's where I'm going. We had 58. We were the first team to ever have 58 starters in a season. That was a record. So the prior record was 57. That team, I'm not sure who won 3 games. There was somebody that had 56 that won 5 games. We won 9 games. with 58 starters, and we won because our defense is playing at an outstanding level. We didn't turn the ball over offensively, and granted, we played four different quarterbacks, but we're built through the offensive line. Mike Thomas will be coming back off an injury, and we have a salary cap issue, but we had that same cap issue in a different, even in a more dramatic fashion heading into last season. Then you look at our division because you want to win, and you look at Carolina, and then you look at Atlanta, and I'm okay with that. And then you look over at Tampa Bay, and man, there's going to be some shuffling of the guard there. They won the division, but they didn't beat us. So I think there's no utopia when you walk into one of these jobs. And then me leaving, I don't think, Dan, it was because of the current. I would say that almost was something that was weighing with me, because you don't get a defense like this often. You know, it took a long time.
Yeah. How many teams have reached out to you?
Not one.
Nobody.
The networks. They would have to reach out to the Saints. And look, you know this. You can have a backdoor. Hey, would you have any interest? That's happened maybe with a couple clubs, but I'm not looking at that path right now. At some point, I don't think I'm finished coaching, but I was excited to get two or three calls and texts from people in the television industry.
But you have had teams back channel, third party.
The two. And when I say that.
If I guess, will you tell me?
Yeah, you no, because there's only.
wait, you said yes.
When I say that, all I'm saying is somebody who's close to someone, man, you'd be really good here. We're 24 or 48 hours removed from it, and that's not my plan. My plan is for someone to tell me, we think you'd be good at not play-by-play, but in-game analysis or in studio. We think you'd be good at this, and we'd like you to come try it. And I'd be excited, because there's a part of you that also wants to listen and learn again, and not be the one directing. Just how can I be great at something different than coaching, and then teach me?
The Bears and the Cowboys.
No.
Oh,
that's where it stopped.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the other thing, Sean. You can't master it in 1 year. If you're going to do this, you know, you have to go all in and do it. Because Jason Witten wasn't ready to do this. He needed other reps to maybe get to a certain point. But if you're going to commit to this, then you got to look at it and say, I'm committed for 2 years, 3 years. Because if I'm hiring you and it's going to be in a booth, studio are interchangeable, but in a booth, you're calling a game, and if you're there with Joe Buck for Fox, then I want to know you want to be there, and we develop. And even Jim Nance said this to us earlier in the week. This was the first game he did with Tony Romo where he thought the 5 years we've been together that we called our best game. And they're among the elite to ever do it, but that's the commitment you're going to have to make.
No, I understand, and I think that's kind of exciting. I said, look, I might coach again, because I don't want to say I'm never doing this, and then someday somebody say, well, this is what he told us. I thought, you know, that happens so often with coaches that when Madden left after 10 years, my understanding was he was pursued twice, you know, and then finally took that job with CBS. And I don't think it's possible to dabble in something like that. And it's not possible for me to dabble in anything. And I've watched these progressions and these hires. And I would say I agree with you with what you're saying. Witten didn't have a great surrounding cast either. But interesting to watch Tony's, because the one thing that's apparent is until that individual's on camera for a game or two, it's hard to predict how they're going to be and how the television's going to receive them. Like, you know, it's probably a little bit like a first round pick or a second round pick. We think we've got a vision, and yet I'm sure there have been a lot of misses. And then I'm sure there have been some other ones that, oh, this guy was better than we ever expected.
Yeah, it's that ability to be able to predict what's going to happen. And it helps being a quarterback, you know, with Peyton doing it or Romo doing that, that you're aware that, hey, you do your homework. If you were coaching against this team, like, sure, that's your process probably is like, this is what we always prepared for. This is what they like to do. Yeah. This is what I would be called. Like, those are the kind of things where you can rely on all of those years of being a head coach and assistant coach.
Yeah. Look, exactly. Because when I watch a game, which isn't often, but when you watch a game in a television manner, last weekend was a great weekend of football. You're thinking situationally, 13 seconds, this is what we're going to have to do to win this game on defense. Or you're thinking,
how the hell did that happen? How the hell? Now I'm asking you as an analyst.
Yeah.
How the hell did the Chiefs do that in 13 seconds?
They did it because defensively, Buffalo played outside technique in a zone coverage defending the sidelines. The problem was Kansas City had timeouts, and you can't do that when a team has timeouts. So every receiver entered the defensive backfield with free access, particularly their better receivers, and it just can't happen. And it didn't, you know, there's a four-man rush, but they're protecting the sidelines when Kansas City didn't need to get to the sidelines. Kansas City could go anywhere they wanted.
That's good, but I would have cut that down to about 15 seconds, and you would have squeezed it in there.
So then ask me the end of the Cowboys game, and let me see if I can do this better.
Okay. What did the Cowboys do wrong in this situation?
Well, look, they're trying to get in field. They're trying to get in touchdown range, and they ran a draw. We typically would throw a pass and down. Ultimately, I think two more steps for Dak. He's got to slide a little quicker. He's up. Ball has to go to the umpire. Then let's go. We can never hand the ball to the center.
Okay, I like that. You got to speak in 15-second sound bites. You should actually practice this. You know, if somebody asks you a question, give them 15 seconds and have that clock in your head. You know, if pizza is delivered, 15 seconds, that's it. Drew Brees calls you, 15 seconds per answer. What are you going to do all day today?
Well, I've got a list. I've got to do some packing. I'm actually moving into another house here in New Orleans.
You're going to stay there in New Orleans?
I'm going to have a presence here. We'll always have a presence here, and we're moving in from a bigger house into a condominium development. So I've got a number of things I've got to do relative to packing. I'm going to stop there because I'm at 15 seconds.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And you got a movie tomorrow night comes out on Netflix.
I've been asked so much about it, and I'm really excited for that group, for Adam Sandler and his team, and Chris Titone, who is my daughter's boyfriend. I've had zero input in. I've helped them with the story. I've got a small little cameo, and I'm excited like you are just to watch it, put it on and see what it looks like. You know, it sounds like it's going to be funny and along the lines of the Bad News Bears.
And what I say in my cameo, just so you know, I don't believe what I said. Okay. I'm an actor because I was a little critical about you and your ego.
Ah, I got it. I'm a janitor in this movie. And so as a janitor, I'm not going to be offended about what you say about Kevin James playing Sean Payton.
Exactly. Right. Could we get the visor from your last game?
Yeah.
We'd You know, we like to put it in the man cave, if I could.
I like it. I will make sure, and I know where it's at. We will send that to you.
That might not be the last visor you wear as a head coach in the NFL.
Well, yeah, there's a chance. Look, if this television thing goes well, and I don't think they're going to want me in a visor.
Maybe the first game you wear a visor. Just to let them know you're coaching.
You know, you pay attention to all these things, and Romo and Nance have the matching CBS suits. Yeah. And then certainly Buck and Aikman go a certain direction. And then NBC, everyone's got their own little twist to it. It is interesting to watch. And it's those first two weekends, wild card or divisional round, where one of the networks has two games, and you get, and I don't want to say this in any, but you get the other team, and you're watching a playoff game, and you're like, hey, why do I have the other team? It's a playoff game. And you understand that obviously that they've got two games.
Good luck with this. And if I can help, let me know. You know,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate our friendship and working relationship too, all through these years.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate it. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Sean Payton, the former Saints head coach. We'll take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you're like many people, you may be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in the United States experienced mental illness last year. Yet far too many people with mental health needs fail to receive the treatment and support necessary to elevate their quality of life. Carillon Behavioral Health is doing something about it. Born out of one of the largest healthcare organizations in the country, Carillon Behavioral Health believes that behavioral health is a key part of whole health. With 40 plus years of experience and 115,000 in-network providers, they understand the power of meaningful connection and compassionate care, treating physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Carillon Behavioral Health is there to not only help individuals in need, but caregivers, parents, and communities, so everyone comes out stronger on the other side. Carillon Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action.
It's been an interesting day here when you think about a couple of new head coaches. Broncos hiring the Packers offensive coordinator. Bears got their new head coach. Dan Quinn staying as defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Sean Payton saying two teams reached out, but not the Cowboys and not the Bears, at least not officially. But I think he said you got to go through the Saints because you'd have to make a trade for Sean Payton if he decides that he wants to continue to coach. We reached out to Jim Cantore, the great meteorologist at the Weather Channel. He's going to scout out the trip weather-wise. I know. I thought it would be important that Seton knows what the weather is going to be like. And Jim Cantore will join us on loan from the Weather Channel tomorrow to help you through each of the cities you're going through.
That's perfect because we got the bomb cyclone coming in this weekend or whatever.
Yes. It's supposed to get blasted here in the Northeast. And can you get out to Cincinnati? Mm. Cincinnati normally gets what we get in Connecticut a day before. But hopefully the conditions will be ripe for you and the French kid to get on the road. Yes, Pony.
And as always, Seton, if Jim Cantore is in the town you're driving through, get the hell out.
Yes. Yes.
Solid advice.
Yeah. If Cantore goes, well, I'm going to be in Memphis. And then you go, oh, we're gonna move past Memphis here.
But you know what, though? I'll tell you what. If we do get stuck somehow in some crazy blizzard or snowstorm, that van is where you want to be stuck. Because that thing is rad.
Oh, I know. But I think there's a shower in there. But I think it's a shower for one with you and the French.
Oh, that's too bad.
Not anymore. It's not.
We'll put that to the test.
Yeah. We'll tell you if it's a shower of one. Rick in South Carolina. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, almost the greatest setup and answer ever about the Cowboys' last call. If he would have just answered, well, the problem here, Jen, is they got the wrong coach. But I called just to say, if you want to borrow this for the shirt,
okay,
is have Joe Burrow with the cigar, smoking Joe. There you go, right there.
All right. All right. Thank you, Rick. I like that better than, you know, Joe Cool. That's Joe Montana. You know, just saying.
He wants all the smoke.
Yeah. Joe from Jersey. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I think I had the answer for Joe Burrow.
Okay.
It's Joe time.
All right, it's Joe time. I like that better than Joe Cool.
Joe time.
Yeah, it's Joe time.
It's Joe time. I still like Joe Ohio, but I don't know why.
Joe Ohio Burrow.
Yeah. Tim in Texas. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hey, bud.
Up.
Hey. Up. 62, a very soft 190.
So,
a couple things, Danny. I've got some fun stuff, and then I do have a question at the end I'm going to leave you with.
Okay,
so,
okay.
On this Emmy Award-nominated program,
yes.
I think that I can do you a favor here.
All right.
All right. So, what do you – well, first of all, have you seen the movie Convoy, Dan?
Maybe. That's back in the 70s.
that's Christofferson at his best. So they link up and they drive basically across the country. So how many cars do you think it would take to earn this show an Emmy?
How many
people linking up from all across the United States, driving along? I'm thinking there could be some shoe polish on the windows. You know, there's a lot we could do there. Okay, so toss that around if you would. And then, because I do think you're the greatest interviewer of all time, I'm going to leave you with a question, and let's see if we can answer it. Okay. So here we go. All right. All right. Do you think the Dan Patrick Show has been blackballed? And why do you think you haven't won an Emmy yet? Thank you, Dan.
Well, thank you. I have no control. The Emmys have no control. These are the voters who vote for it. These are people in the media. The Emmy people love us. They want us to actually do a show for them. It's the people who vote. It's whatever they see that they like, they don't like. But I tell the Danettes, as much as I want to win a Sports Emmy for the show, I just want to make sure we get nominated every year. Because then we're competing with SportsCenter. Baseball Tonight or Major League Baseball. I mean, these are shows that have probably 50 to 100 people working on them. We sometimes have 12 at most. I mean, I'm proud of what we do and how we do it. And, you know, that to be part of SportsCenter and win a Sports Emmy was nice. But to be part of this and win a Sports Emmy, that would be one of the highlights of my career. What did we learn on the program? Todd, I'm going to start with you back left.
You're referring to Sean Payton as former Saints head coach. It's the first time he heard that, admits it does sound odd to him.
Yeah. Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
15 seconds.
Yeah.
You've got 15 seconds.
Yes, that's what you have to do. You got to get in, say something, get out. Paulie, what did you learn?
I'm giving Fritz the MVD of the week. Nice job getting Sean Payton out.
Oh, you know what?
That's good work.
Thanks, boys.
You worked hard on that last two nights, late night. Todd, what did I learn on today's award-nominated program?
Kevin James almost canceled doing stand-up on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno because he was having a panic attack about performing live and forgetting all his material.
Hey, rocket scientists, look no further than the next big thinker, first-in-class technology, a leader in innovation, and intelligence not yet seen from an SUV, the 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Learn more, MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. A lot of fun. Do it again tomorrow. I meet Friday. Talk to you then. One more item as we close out the show, M Drive. You can hear it in my voice. I've done an entire show. Yes, even at my age, a lot of energy. Ready to do this every single day. M Drive Boost and Burn, the daily supplement for driven guys, helps you shed the holiday weight. Not that I needed to, but you also get energy to crush your fitness goals. And also, you make a small change that you can do every single morning, accomplish every single morning, and start your day off right. That New Year's resolution, it always feels so big. Oh my gosh, I'm going to change my life around. Well, just make a small change. M-Drive Boost and Burn. You can go to mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Or you can pick it up at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop. New Year's resolutions don't work. Make the small changes today that will lead to a lasting impact throughout the year. Try M-Drive Boost and Burn to lose weight, get more energy, and perform at your very best. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.